Time now for KJAN's Heartbeat Today, daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishna Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by Camblin Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. Here at this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
Hey, Chris, how are you this morning?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
Not too bad. Heat wave outside this morning.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeesh. 59 degrees already. What, are we going to hit 100 today?
No.
Oh.
Mid-70s, though.
Well, we're off to a heck of a start. 59 degrees. You said mid-70s today.
Yeah, yeah.
Mid-70s.
Maybe even upper.
Wow. Anybody look at the calendar lately?
Yeah.
Holy smokes.
Just keep going.
The last Friday night of the football season, we're supposed to be wearing gloves and hats and bringing warmers and everything else.
You know, we talked about that this morning. I said, I think the second week of the football season was colder than it's going to be tonight.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty much pick any week of the football season. It was probably colder than tonight. Yeah. Warm start to your day. It sounds like a nice one out there. How's Brett today?
Oh, ready for the weekend.
Should we just talk air conditioners then?
We could probably do that today.
Tell us about Camblin's. Yeah.
Camblin Plumbing and Heating carries the largest assortment of plumbing fixtures and faucets in the area. Your new faucet or new sink should reflect exactly what you want it to and make a statement in your bathroom or kitchen. With several different manufacturers, Camblin Plumbing and Heating can offer you the right style, the right color, and of course the perfect installation with our technicians. Camblin Plumbing and Heating also discounts all faucets and fixtures every day and not just for those weekend specials. If you want the best selection available, if you want the best prices available, come to see us in Harlan or Atlantic.
Very good. Thank you, Brett. Appreciate that. I used my time this morning as a shameless self-promotion. It's not that shameless, I guess, because it's not really a chance for me to do anything. It's a chance for you to win some stuff. You know, every year during Pork Month, the month of October, we always celebrate Pork Month by doing a Herman the Hog thing. Are you familiar with that?
I am.
You are. You've been around for a couple of years now. A couple of years longer than you want to admit. See the gray hair? Well, we have.
They can't see that on the radio. You know.
Well, I can't describe it all that well. If I describe yours, I got to describe mine. That's not fair. Well, we did, and I can't even keep track. I can't remember. We used to number it. It was Herman the 10th, and then Herman the 20th. I don't even. It's 20 something. It's getting closer to 30 than 20 anymore. But we've been doing this for a long time now. But each year during the month of August, we pick a day, and that day happens to be today. Lucky thing, the weather's beautiful. We take Herman the Hog. We acquire him in the early morning hours. He gets weighed this morning, so it's going to be a wait as of this morning, but we're going to take him out, and we're going to ask people just to stop on by, shape him up. I don't care how you do it. You can put your hands on him if you'd like, if you can get him to get up. You can, you know, shape him up like a Hollywood movie star. Look at him like that. Put your fingers together. You can do all kinds of things. We don't care. It doesn't matter. We've had people who've come in and said they raised hogs for years and then placed a guess that was nowhere close. You know, we've had folks that say, I have no idea. I'll just fill out a card real quick. And then they end up winning because they guessed it right on the number. Who knows? But if you think you're pretty good at that, just stop on by. We give you a couple of different chances, a couple of different locations today to do that. We're going to be at Hy-Vee this morning from 11 to 1. And then after we're finished there, we're going to move over to Fairway. We'll hit both grocery stores here in Atlantic. Then we'll be at Fairway from 1 until 3 o'clock this afternoon. So you'll have 4 hours worth of opportunity to get out and guess the weight of Herman the Hog today. 2 hours at Hy-Vee and 2 hours at Fairway. The contest actually is quite simple. All we ask you to do, stop on by, and as I said, just figure it out. You just figure it out. Name, address, and phone number on a card, and then just jot down what you think the weight is. And again, we weigh him this morning. We pick him up this morning, and we weigh him this morning. So the weight will be accurate as of the point that we picked him up this morning. So it's about as close as you can get. Now, whoever is the closest to the actual weight will win Herman the Hog processed and ready. We pick up the processing, too. It's the easiest thing in the world.
If I win, can I get it all in bacon?
Well, if you can figure out a way to do that, absolutely.
Okay.
I think that would be a little difficult to do, but I suppose you could have it all thinly sliced.
Yeah.
Some of it would be Canadian bacon.
Yeah.
I don't know if he has his visa or not, but Canadian bacon. Yeah, but the closest to the weight wins. And now, in case there's a tie, there's only going to be one winner. So if we do have a tie, if we have two people that are identical and just as close, or we have a few people that guess the weight right on, I think we had one year where we had... 4 or 5 people, I think, guessed the correct weight. Most years, but nobody guesses it correctly. But, and I'll give you a hint here, too, a helpful hint. Don't put down, like, fractions of a pound. Don't put down, like, you know, whatever in a half pounds or in three-quarter pounds, because we don't do that. It's just to the to a solid weight. We're not going to do fractions, all right? Math, you know, we're not going to include math in this today. So no fractions. Just put down in whole pounds what you think Herman weighs. And again, if we do have a tie, then we will draw to see who the winner will be. This is how we celebrate Pork Month, by putting a whole lot of pork products in somebody's freezer. So I guess the other thing is before you stop out and visit us, if you think you're pretty good at this, you might want to take a look at the freezer and make sure you got a little extra room, because as soon as we get finished with that, then Herman's going to head off to the locker, and we're going to get him processed for you, and then you can pick him up, take him home. Easy as that. Now, also, while we're at Hy-Vee today, I've been informed, I'm not always in on the decision-making, I've been informed that I'll be grilling.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you a grill master?
Oh, heck yeah.
All right.
Heck yeah. No, you want the best sandwich you've had, stop on by.
All right, I'll be there.
We'll get you covered. I don't know how you like it. I mean, you have to like it one way, burned. Otherwise, forget it.
Well, that's the way pork's supposed to be done, isn't it?
We'll make sure
well,
it's
better done.
That's right. We'll make sure it's done. That's all right. Well, I stick my finger in it to test it. Don't worry. Just kidding. We're not doing that. But, yeah, we'll be grilling out for you. When I say we, I mean me. I'm not sure exactly what's going on. I don't think it's a contest. If it is, I guess I'm completely unprepared. But we're grilling today. So if you'd like a one of the specially grilled burgers by Jim, I'd be happy to do it for you.
You're doing them all yourself?
I don't know. See, again, I wasn't in on the decision-making. All I know is I'm grilling. I don't know if I'm helping grill or doing it all, or I don't know. Or if it's a I don't know. I don't know if it's a contest or not. I have no idea. So that just instills a lot of confidence in you now, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Guy that knows nothing is cooking your lunch. Look out.
I'll bet you got help.
I think we'll be fine. I think we'll be just fine. But, yeah, so come on by, and we'll be grilling. You can get lunch there while you're there, too. They'll have sandwiches. Of course, you can always pick up some drinks. It's a grocery store. You can pick up some drinks and chips and stuff, too, if you'd like. But we'll be picking up some stuff there for you today, too. So if you want to stop by and have lunch at that point, we'll be doing that from 11 until 1, again, at Hy-Vee. And then we're going to move over to Fairway, and we're going to be doing it. We won't be grilling there, but we'll be doing the Herman thing over there, too. And, again, that's from 1 until 3. So 11 to 1 today at Hy-Vee. And then 1 to 3 at Fairway. And that's going to be the extent of it. So hit us up at one of those two places. Now, we will on Monday morning announce the winner. Once we get back at the end of the day, then we take all those little slips of paper. That's the longest part of it. Take those little slips of paper out, and we go through those to find out who's the closest. And then once we get all that done, then we'll have the results for you on this program on Monday morning. We'll be telling you who the winner is. So it's just that simple. So just by simply stopping by and filling out a little card real quick, that's a nice little prize. You are going to take home, I don't know, but however many pounds of pork.
Yeah, don't give it away.
To put in your freezer. Well, I was trying to remember. I thought they said the average hog had the, I don't remember. Oh, well, you'll have to figure it out. So 11 to 1 at Hy-Vee. 1 to 3 at Fairway. Stop by. Have lunch with us at Hy-Vee. We'll be grilling there. Name, address, phone number, and then just guess the weight. Whoever's closest wins. Tie, broken by drawing. There are your rules. Hope you have fun with it. Stop by. We hope to see you. The weather is wonderful. We've done this in rain. We've done this in heavy wind a couple of times. We have done this in some bitterly cold weather. I don't think we've ever done this in this kind of weather, 70-some degrees. Yeah. That's just awesome, and we are thrilled about it. So get to spend the day outside on a nice day. Great way to go to the office, huh? Mm-hmm. So stop on by and see us again this afternoon. I want to turn things back over to Brett. He'd like to tell you a little bit more this morning about Camlin Plumbing and Heating.
Whole house humidifiers can save you money on your energy bills. Dry air dissipates heat, while moist air contains heat. If your house is dry in the winter, you not only get shocked when you touch metal, your furniture's taking a beating also. Sinus and allergy symptoms can be much worse in the dry living space also. Within about a half a day, Camlin Plumbing and Heating can have that desert air out of your area and have you breathing better air. We have several different models to choose from so that we can install just the right unit for your home. Give us a call in Atlantic at 243-1512 or in Harlan at 755-3286. The thought of the day today comes from a good old unknown again. People believe in those who believe in themselves.
I think I went to school with that guy.
Did you?
I think so.
Did he talk much?
He was a quiet guy.
Was he pretty quiet?
Sat in the back of the classroom. Yeah. Didn't say much.
You know, but he was really smart.
He was. He was always writing.
Yeah.
We never knew what he was writing, but now I'm starting to figure it out.
All right.
Thanks, Brett. Appreciate it very much. Hey, again, don't forget to stop on by and make your guess of Herman the Hog today as we celebrate Pork Month. Get yourself a chance to fill up that freezer with some great pork products. You got your sausage. You got your chops, you got your roasts, and of course, you have your bacon. 11 to 1 at Hy-Vee, 1 to 3 at Fairway. Make sure you swing on by. You go out and make it a great day, and God bless America.